This is the second visit of director Angie Davis to the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. She's the co-director of a rather unique environmental movie called The Lapse, Tasmania. 2 years ago, she was here with a short environmental film, and The Lapse is rather an extension of that project, which, as she explains in the interview, she hopes to develop into a lengthy series of films that will chronicle people's eagerness to live, as it were, off the grid, survive with the minimum of conveniences, and their contact with whoever they run into. I got to talk to Angie during the first weekend of Santa Barbara Festival, and she talked very clearly about the origins of Lapse and future developments beyond this movie.
The characters who play themselves in Lapse are definitely not extreme sportsmen. They have the survival skills of well-trained house pets. But the Lapse came about with my co-director, who's in the film, Dustin Hollick. He grew up in Tasmania as a surfer, and it's a little big island, if I can say that. It's very remote. They often forget it when people do maps of Australia. They forget that Tasmania is a part of Australia. And Dustin grew up going around Tasmania chasing the surf. And it was an idea that he'd had for over 10 years. And we met around the time I was making my first film, which was Double Barrel, and premiered here 3 years ago at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. It was a surfing environmental film based in the north of Peru.
You've been here before with another film? I didn't realize.
Yeah, the first one was a 30-minute short. And Dustin came on board that film halfway through, and he started telling me, after we'd wrapped that film, he'd started telling me about this idea he had to do this. It wasn't called The Lapse at that stage, but they used to say they would lap Tasmania, as in go right around chasing the surf.
Angie Davis explained in detail how The Lapse could develop into a series of films in which ordinary people would test themselves by circumnavigating islands by whatever means of transport available. And those who sign up for this adventure must obey certain rules to live by and travel in a certain way. They are, of course, all surfers.
Started off with the idea of just doing Tasmania, but I thought that this would be better done as a series. It's kind of a run-and-gun reality TV vibe film. So we did this one almost as a pilot, and then it turned into a one-hour documentary, and we have had so much success out of the first one that we now look like we're going to be able to go on and continue doing more. So we dubbed it The Lapse, which we were advised by various distributors to change the name, but we just felt that it stuck really well. And the idea was originally to do island nations, but it's turned into more of not necessarily island nations, but just destinations where there is surf, and we can have a route mapped out where the boys have to do the lap in 14 days. And they have no cash, no car, no electronics, and they're only allowed to take 10 personal items each, which includes the clothes on their back, and they always take a surfboard. So this is the first completed lap that we've done in Tasmania.
There's a clear sense of revolt in the composition and the concept of Lapse as an individual film and as a series. But that has little to do with simple youthful rebellion. Angie Davis's partner, Justin Hollick, began as a professional surfer, but got tired of the intrusion of commercial sponsorship that eroded the early, simple, basic joy of the sport and the camaraderie of the devotees.
Well, Dustin grew up training to be a professional surfer down in Tasmania, and he got pretty soon disgruntled with the big materialistic industry that surfing had become. When we were surfers growing up, it was all about camping and sitting around the campfire, and we didn't have phones to check the conditions. You often had to walk, especially in Tasmania or in South Australia where I grew up, you had to walk sometimes an hour or drive hours just to check the waves. And so it became this really natural, amazing adventure that was surfing, and then it turned into something else with money and sponsorship. And so The Lapse is all about getting back to that authentic adventure without the distractions of technology. And we wanted to do it without cash because we wanted to bring in a human element. This is definitely about testing yourself and survival skills and showing that we are capable of more than we think we are. But it's also about reconnecting not just with nature but each other, because the boys have to rely on the kindness of humans and their generosity to literally barter their skills for accommodation, for food, and we meet so many amazing characters in this film who nothing was scripted. This is just generally the people that came out along the way. And we did post and worked social media into the film. So we would post the boys' journey map route before we shot, and we had a lot of support from the radio stations in Tasmania, and people were coming to find them, to help them. So it's really about adventure, it's about nature, it's about the environment, but it's about people, and I think that's being lost in travel these days.
Hence the origin of the series, which could be suitable for television, but the filmmakers were wary of the intrusion of sponsors and their demands. To film the episodes as they wanted gave them the freedom to stay close to their vision and promote the very idea of the freedom of their subjects, who essentially had to improvise their lives day by day. Angie also mentioned the use of social media, which led to people en route who came forward spontaneously to offer food, shelter, or just company.
But when we were pitching the film out as a TV series initially, we were advised to use famous surfers, and I didn't want to do that. This is needed to be about the everyday man. It needed to be about the everyday man being allowed to go back into nature and adventure more with a sustainable footprint. And we started having production companies tell us, oh well, if you do this, like Discovery Channel wanted us to have Americans, and did it have to be about surfing? And it started to lose its authenticity if we had have gone with these. So we decided to make it on a tiny budget, more or less independently. We had a very small sponsorship from a university who we collaborated with on storytelling projects. And then we had the likes of Patagonia and some other adventure companies just support the crew mostly. And the rest, I mean, the boys need nothing to get around. So it's not an expensive production in that side of things. But it is, you know, from a filmmaker's point of view, I wanted to do it cinematically so that this could reach a global audience.
Angie Davis regrets some of the apocalyptic tenor of some environmental reporting. Her approach is to offer a sunnier and more positive and enjoyable aspect to the exploration of the environment. The lap, she says, promotes the idea that environmentalism can be fun.
I feel that there's a lot of gloom and doom out there in the environmental activism world, and with the LAPS we wanted to make an environmental aware film without this hardcore activism stance. And even though that's important, we wanted ours to really entertain people and get the everyday person who might not know what they can do or might not even realize that they're contributing to a problem to wake up and see that environmentalism can be fun.
Already the film has had considerable international success. It's been on French television and even on one or more international airlines. We also talked about how the film ties in to a number of other environmental movies in this festival. Obviously Spoons by local director Wyatt Daly and Diving Deep, which opened the festival. And she also mentioned another Australian film, A Map of Paradise, with a powerful ocean theme. The project finally came together when Angie's co-director, Justin Hollick, bought some land where there were three houses close together. In the third house lived Rihanna Flack, who became the third partner on the film. Over the months, the concept of the film took shape. Neighbours helping neighbours. Future episodes in the projected LAPS series will not necessarily involve islands, but will centre on coastal areas, surfing being the central motif. Angie has been exploring locations in the north of Africa, but is also interested in filming around Manhattan and Vancouver Island in Canada. Future locations could include Bali, a great tourist destination for Australians, and Palau. Most intriguingly, she would like to film an episode in Japan, where she spent 10 years. Specifically, she would like to film an episode around Fukushima, where the tsunami of a few years ago destroyed the nuclear plant and created a dead zone. The consequences of the Fukushima disaster and the future, if any, of the nuclear power industry need to remain in the public discussion.
I want to take them to Africa next, and I was just over in Africa in the north scouting. Africa is a strong, the distributors like Africa, like the location. It's very cinematic where we want to go. Let me just say that transportation for them, because they arrive with no transportation, they have to find that along the way. Transportation on an African lap could be a mix of donkey, camel, motorbikes, walking. So we also want to go to Palau. We've talked about going to the Hebrides. We've even talked about doing a lap of New York, Vancouver Island, Bali. Bali is very close to Australia. They're struggling with a lot of environmental issues from tourism, so we think Bali could be an incredible destination. And then Japan. I lived in Japan for 10 years, and I was evacuated from the triple disaster from Fukushima, and I would love to take them to Japan and do the lap up through the Fukushima dead zone. I think that's an important conversation we need to have.
LAPS then is just the beginning of an extensive and very ambitious project that touches on a wide variety of environmental and human issues. These include respect for nature itself, the question of consumerism and technological dependency, and above all the connections human beings can establish with complete strangers. This may be the essence of Angie Davis's and her partner's humanism. You have the feeling we'll be hearing much more from her in future festivals. This is Harry Lawton, reporting for KCSB.